today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Please be with us.
Ya Rabbi Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi'a al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi'a al-Akwan. إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Today Thursday is the 3rd of Shawwal 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar corresponding to the 15th of Ordibehesht 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 5th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 43 to 47 in the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Hadhihi jahannamu allati yukadhibu biha al-mujrimun.
This is hell, which the criminals deny.
يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آنٍ.
They will go around between it and scalding water, heated to the utmost degree.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ.
But for he who has feared the position of his Lord are two gardens.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Denial of paradise, hell and resurrection lead men to join the people of hell. It is as if angels or guards of hell say unto sinners that this is hell against which prophets warned you, but you denied and belied it out of arrogance, vanity, enmity, and ignorance. The blessed verse 44 further depicts hell and its excruciating torment, saying that sinners move between hell and boiling water. As the previous episodes of today's special, we continue this topic, keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. The month of Ramadan is the month of hope and mercy. Throughout this month, we have intensified our worship, devoted ourselves, mind, body, and soul to the Almighty, and enlightened our spirits in the way of Islam. We fasted, made regular dua, offered charity to the less fortunate, and just increased our good deeds in general. But just as all good things must come to an end, Ramadan is only 30 days long. Muslims all over the world feel the loss. The warmth of Ramadan eventually fades, and we are left slipping back into old bad habits. Ramadan gives us all the extra incentive to act on our faith and grow closer to Allah. But something that many people often forget is that we have the capacity to spread the spirit of Ramadan throughout the world all year long.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin Astain. In this episode, we are going to talk about what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the blessings of the month of Ramadan. By doing this, we find that when we are in the state of fasting, not only from the point of eating or drinking, we observe fasting. However, the effects of fasting should be observable in all the jobs and practices we do. At the same time, we find that piety is one of the important parameters and yardsticks in the month of Ramadan, piety. Because one of the aims of fasting is practicing religious piety. And if someone doesn't eat anything or drink anything, yet, for example, he or she continues backbiting or, for example, spreading rumors about other people, this isn't good and this isn't a good act and it should be avoided, strictly avoided. In this connection, it must be indicated that according to the instructions of the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, most likable jobs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a small job, is a little job, okay, that's continued throughout the year and, over and over. It isn't, from this, it can be inferred that if someone, for example, recites the longest surah in the Holy Quran just once a year, it isn't, it's good, but it isn't enough. But if he keeps reciting a very, short surah in the Holy Quran and continues reciting it throughout the whole year, and the act may take only just a few minutes, the second one is more likable and more recommended to do.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
I love this part because it suggests us the ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. One step is seeking forgiveness. Besides feeling anger, we also make mistakes on a spiritual and personal level. We should continue to seek forgiveness whenever we do wrong, as it heals our souls and protects our relationships. So, seek spiritual forgiveness in your prayers and du'as. If you make a mistake, apologize and seek to fix your error as soon as possible. Remember to apologize for the little things too, like bumping into someone, forgetting to call, or accidentally interrupting a conversation. It builds empathy and helps you be more mindful. It is absolutely okay to seek forgiveness from those younger than you, for example, for raising your voice at your children, even if they did something in error. Allah. Ramadan is over, but we continue looking at the health benefits of fasting backed by science. May boost brain function and prevent neurodegenerative disorders. Though research is mostly limited to animal research, several studies have found that fasting could have a powerful effect on brain health. One study in mice showed that practicing intermittent fasting for 11 months improved both brain function and brain structure. Other animal studies have reported that fasting could protect brain health and increase the generation of nerve cells to help enhance cognitive function. Because fasting may also help relieve inflammation, it could also aim in preventing neurodegenerative disorders.
So if we want to maintain our spirituality, first we have to understand what it takes to be spiritual to begin with. You know, sometimes we think spirituality is this exotic branch of Islam and there's a secret that we have to figure out, as if it's some type of code that we have to decipher. You know, sometimes we think that, you know, I just need that. There's a secret dua that I need to get my hands on. And if I recite that dua, then I'll become a spiritual person. Spirituality, brothers and sisters, it begins with fulfilling the wajibat and avoiding the muharramat. You know, sometimes we make it more complicated than it needs to be. And you will never taste true spirituality as long as you're committing sins. You know, it's comparable to someone who eats junk food and goes to the gym and works out. Someone like that, you know, as they say, you know, 80% of fitness is about what you eat, right? You can spend hours and hours in the gym, but if you're not eating healthy food, then you're not going to be able to develop muscle. You're not going to be able to be healthy. You're not going to look like a healthy person. Similarly, if we are committing haram, even if we recite Dua Kumail and we recite all of these supplications, but we're not making any effort to avoid the muharramat, it's not going to have an impact. You know, there's a beautiful story about Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq. So Imam al-Baqir, the father, and Imam al-Sadiq, the son, they're in Mecca. And they're performing tawaf. Imam al-Sadiq was young, and Imam al-Sadiq was performing a mustahab tawaf, and he was sweating, and there was a lot of crowds, and he was exerting himself in the performance of a recommended act. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he saw his son, Imam al-Sadiq, sweating, and he's putting so much effort into fulfilling this recommended act, and Imam al-Baqir, he puts his hand on his shoulder, and he says, "Oh, my son, you don't need to go above and beyond. You don't need to put that much more effort if you have taqwa. If you have taqwa." Meaning, if you avoid the muharramat and you do your wajibat, it doesn't take very much beyond that to please Allah.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
يا رجائي Allah.